Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke 2, verses 49 through 51. And Jesus said to his parents, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. But he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. When I was a little boy, many, many, many years ago, the story of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple had a very special place in my heart, because here I could plainly see that the Lord Jesus himself had once been a child like me. And in my bedroom there was in fact a picture of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. St. Luke writes, "And Jesus went down with his parents and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them." As I thought this past week about this story, there came to mind some words of St. Augustine, and this is what he said: "So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up. So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up." Just think about that for a moment. The humility of God. Because that's in fact what we see in the Gospel read on this Sunday. The humility of God in the flesh. When Jesus' parents finally found him in the temple, after 3 very anxious days looking for him, he says to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" These words point to the mystery of God in the flesh. A mystery Jesus' parents couldn't fathom, nor for that matter can we. In great humility, Jesus returns home with his parents, as St. Luke tells us, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. In great humility, he returns home with his parents. In great humility, the one who is the Lord of the universe is submissive to his parents. In great humility, the Lord who built the starry skies learns from Joseph the carpenter how to build tables and chairs for people living in Nazareth, a place of such questionable reputation that when Philip wanted to introduce his friend Nathanael to one called Jesus of Nazareth, Nathanael replied, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, all of this took place not just at any old time. St. Luke tells us that this took place at the feast of the Passover, the feast when every year the Passover lambs were killed and their flesh eaten in remembrance of the time when at their deliverance from bondage in Egypt, the people of Israel had killed the Passover lambs and ate their flesh, splashing their blood on the doorposts of their houses so that the angel of death would pass over and spare them. And now, at this particular Passover in Jerusalem, the 12-year-old Jesus comes to the temple. But little did the teachers in the temple realize that this 12-year-old boy sitting among them, hearing them and asking them questions, was in fact the true Passover lamb, who by his blood would deliver not just one people from bondage in Egypt, but the whole world from the bondage of sin and death. As we sing in one of our Christmas hymns, "See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below, see the gentle lamb appears, promised for eternal years. See the gentle lamb appears, promised for eternal years." So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up. And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. In his large catechism, Dr. Luther says that God, parents, and teachers can never be thanked enough. God, parents, and teachers can never be thanked enough. I believe the gospel for this day can prompt us to ask, have we been truly grateful to our parents? Grateful for our parents who, as God's co-creators, called us out of nothingness into being and cared for us, wanting only what is best for us. When I pray the words of Psalm 25, "Remember not the sins of my youth, or my many transgressions." Among those sins and transgressions is my own lack of gratitude to the dear parents God gave me, and the sadness my lack of gratitude undoubtedly caused them. Do those of us who were raised in devout Christian families fully realize what a tremendous gift that is? And are we truly grateful for all the people who, from earliest childhood, have influenced us for good? How we tend to take all of this for granted. And when gratitude fails, when thankfulness fails, grumbling and discontent and resentment and envy so easily follow. There are no perfect parents in this world. There are no perfect teachers. Because all parents and all teachers are like you and me, frail, sinful human beings. And so we are called not only to gratitude, but also to forgive all that has been wrong. So let us then examine ourselves, repent of our own sins, and with grateful hearts receive Christ's gift of pardon and peace, the peace of the gentle Lamb of God, who gave his precious body and blood for us on the cross. The gentle Lamb of God, who is both lowly Mary's child and the Heavenly Father's eternal Son, our Savior. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.